I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, it is Dom time. Big issues, big guest. And look, Dan, you told me we're making an exception. Man, this is a Hall of Fame, maybe for the President of the United States and this man. Usually guests have to speak into the phone, hold the phone to their ear. We don't allow speaker phones, right, Dan? You're vigilant on that.
Oh, yeah. No speakerphones allowed, but when an issue like this calls for it, please, more than welcome to.
Yes, but for Colonel Allen West, we're going to allow that. We might have to chastise him for all that motorcycle riding. Let's go to the great Colonel Allen West here on Talk Radio 1210. Colonel, welcome in.
Dom and everyone in your listening audience, Stan and Diane Casaccio, all y'all, thank you so much for your prayers. No, not too many people. I don't think anyone survives a motorcycle crash at 75 miles per hour on an interstate. But here I am, 1 week after being released from the hospital and recovering very well.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Now, my team, Dan, how's that team, that special elite team of SEALs that we developed to go and slash the tires of said motorcycle? How's that working out? He's in recovery. He can't stop them as he usually would.
That's not the direction we went. We actually contacted all motorcycle companies and said no more allowed to be sold to Allen D. West, please.
Yes. Well, it's Mrs. West that I would be fearing. I've never met her, but from all the public appearances we do, listen to your wife. Have you given that any second thought, Colonel West?
Oh, no. Let me tell you what, Dom, that Saturday night, 23rd of May, when Angela walked into that emergency room and looked down on me, and she was just crying, and I told her, you know, sweetheart, you don't have to worry about it. I'm not going to get on the bike again, because you can't put your family through what I put them through. Not that potential. So 35 years of motorcycle riding have come to an end. The bike will be restored. It's going to get a little tricked out by a custom bike maker down in South Florida, and we're going to auction it off to a charity.
Stan and Diane will probably be bidding right now. That's going to be on the lawn over there near Flower Town, I bet. Well, I would never tell anybody. You and I both agree on that. Liberty, freedom, that's the essence. But it's your wife and your family first, of course. But then it's the country. I mean, yeah. When I saw that news, my son called me frantically. He honors you, too. And it was just, wow. And, you know, I told my wife, I said, airlifting, that's standard procedure. I was lying, you know, when I heard the speed that you were going at, to say, wow, that is just there. But for the grace of God, certainly, we have you. And boy, what a time to hear from Colonel Allen West. Now, I don't know if you've seen this, it's kind of a fairly prominent website. The guy's name is Suber, and he quotes Colonel Allen West today about carrying gasoline cans through hell if the U.S. military is at stake. And he says, Donald Trump, it's your turn to channel your inner Allen West. That's pretty high praise.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
That is very high praise. And I want to extend thanks to the president for his Twitter, his tweet, wishing me well as also. But look, this is the time that we have to make a stand. There is no doubt about it that we have an ideological enemy, and it has become almost a hot civil war. And when you look at the destruction that is being leveraged on the American people, this is anarchy, Dom. And you were talking about the professor at the University of Alabama. Just think about how recently Twitter and Facebook and everything said that if Americans were trying to organize rallies or protests against these unconstitutional stay-at-home orders, they would censor them.
Yes.
They would take down their posts. But yet, how is it that this professor in Alabama can put out that this is how you destroy a monument? It's unconscionable.
And again, you know, you've made this point, but I'll make it too. You're in Texas, and even in Texas, there are some rifts there. But University of Alabama, if I had to choose a place where you're not going to find this, it would probably be that. You know, it's not Harvard, or it's not, you know, one of these radical fringe colleges. University of Alabama, yeah. It's shocking.
Well, I went to the University of Tennessee, so we don't like those guys anyhow. But, you know, a little SEC rivalry. But this is part of the overall infiltration onto our college campuses and university campuses. And we've seen that spread. And you're absolutely right that this has grown to places that we would have never thought it would happen. I mean, the University of Texas might as well be California Berkeley.
Well, Austin is enemy territory there, without a doubt. And that's the theory that you were way ahead of the curve talking about Texas, hold the nation. I believe in that even more, and that's why you're running for office in the near future. That election will be happening. Is it pretty simple what needs to be done here, though? This just needs to be shut down with appropriate police action, overwhelming numbers, arrest, and follow-up. That's it. There's no magical formula to anything else here.
No, sir. There is no magical formula. And what needs to be done, the president has taken the first step, and that is declaring Antifa a domestic terrorist organization. And I would say that Black Lives Matter, for their part, you know, they could almost be considered the same. And so now you need to start arresting people, arresting the leadership, going out and finding, you know, how they're getting funded, because, you know, these people are getting funded. They are being bused. They are being transported all over our country. So that's what we have to do. We have to take them down, and this has to be a national effort, just the same as we went after the Ku Klux Klan, just the same as we went after the Mafia.
That's very well put. That's what Antifa is. Now, I see the homegrown version of this. I know what you're talking about, the national, but there are so many right here in the city of Philadelphia that they almost operate with great numbers just independently of any even conspiracy nationally.
My concern really are these mayors and these governors that won't step up.
Yeah.
And that means that they are complicit. That means that they are compliant with it. And we cannot have that happen. So I think it's important for the citizens of these respective cities to stand up and say, Mayor so-and-so, do something about it. And I think that's what the people in Philadelphia need to stand up and say. Because if you're not careful, this will get to the point that what's going to happen to Independence Hall? What's going to happen to the Liberty Bell? What's going to happen to that cradle of freedom and liberty that we call Philadelphia, where this great nation and all of its founding documents was established? So, and parents, please, you know, these are your kids that are out there. And there's some girl, you know, some adult kids too. But you don't need to have your children being a part of this. So we need to make sure it starts at the home as well, and getting our kids to understand right versus wrong.
Well, we're so glad to have you today, as always. Now, for listeners, too, you are still running for the GOP chairmanship in Texas, which is critical, particularly in this next election cycle. So how do people aid with that? Because that media market's huge to have to buy ads and all the rest. What do they do, Colonel?
Yes, if you go to the website, west4texas.com, west4texas.com, that's how you can support us being the next chairman for the Republican Party of Texas. Mike Bloomberg is already running anti-gun ads here, and we also have Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and some of these other radical leftist groups that are making a home in Texas, and we can't allow them to take this great state and therefore take this great nation.
Well, can hardly wait to see you in our area again soon. Glad you're on the mend. I know, though, it's 70, 75 miles an hour. Wow, that's got to be quite a jolt. And for listeners that are concerned, so you had a concussion, and what are things?
Of course, I lost a lot of skin, left and right arm, shoulders, concussion, dislocated shoulder. I broke my right shoulder socket. I have two really bad lacerations, one in the right palm, 21 stitches, the other in my left knee. That's three staples. But, hey, Dom, I did 4.5 miles this morning. So
We had a guy on yesterday that's in his 70s, a former police chief here locally that we admire. He does 3 hours of work up every day. I had to make Dan do 100 push-ups yesterday. Based upon what you said, he should run 4 miles and then come back and produce the show, right?
I got through three before my arms gave out.
All right. Well, Colonel, be on the mend. We want to see you in this area soon and talk with you again. Thanks, Colonel West. Thank you for joining us.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Dom.
Same to you, Colonel, and to your wife.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.